Lord Jesus, open our eyes also so that we may see the works of your Father in the world around us. Amen.
Amen.
The metaphor of being blind has always been one that has the meaning of being spiritually unrecognizing God's presence. It's not a huge step to see that John's gospel takes this image of a healing of a man born blind and turns it, spins it into a tremendous progression of what a disciple comes to become, from being blind to how God is in his life to proclaiming Jesus as Lord. But I've always found it a little bit unfair to literally blind people, because rarely do they receive literally their sight. And as we talk about blind persons, sometimes we can not really do anyone a favor that is literally blind. So I want to take it less as a healing story that Jesus wants to go around healing blind people, restoring their sight literally, to a story that is really for all of us, to open our eyes to what God is up to in the world. Put ourselves for a moment in this blind man sitting by the side of the road. Many of us may know people who are blind who have had their other senses amazingly enhanced by their blindness. Do you know any blind persons who have become really able to get around in the world? We have a friend who could memorize the scriptures. She was ordained, and you could start a passage, and she would just start it right on, because she knew she couldn't just open her floppy Bible and read it. She had an amazing memory. She worked with a guide dog, all sorts of things. Her name was Meryl. She decided she was going to learn to cook. We're like, oh, Meryl. But she did it. She did it. She had various cooking implements, you know, that would tell them what the amount was. She could use her touch, and sometimes they would be better. She was going to do it. An amazing blind person. And Jesus never physically restored her sight, though she was a pastor. Do we say that Jesus failed her? No, because God was with her. So we'll get out of this idea of physical healing, but this poor blind person sitting by the side of the road didn't even ask Jesus for help in this story. There's another one where the blind person does. But this guy's sitting there, and the disciples start to talk about him as if he's not even there. You get that? Hey, look, there's a blind guy over here. Hey, Jesus, who sinned? This blind guy or his parents? And he's sitting there blind. Can you imagine? The poor guy's like, great, he's great. I'm an example for some guy named Jesus to start teaching his insensitive friends about blindness. And Jesus said, it's not his fault. It's not his parents' fault. But God's going to do something here today. Can you imagine yourself being in that blind man's personal situation, hearing Jesus, because you can't see him, maybe you've heard about him, saying, I'm going to do something amazing with this person's life today. I'm going to do something amazing with your life today. Are you ready? I'm going to do something with your life today. Oh, blind man, might be getting a little bit shaky now. Jesus, make some mud. Can I hear that? What's going on? And reaching out and touching his eyes with the mud and saying, now, go over to that pool by the temple and wash. The temple pool called Siloam. He would have needed help. Someone would have needed to take him over there. Probably some bystanders. Bring him over there. Jesus, meantime, keeps going. Right? He gets there, washes. Whoa! He can see. And he comes back showing people. He can see. And immediately the whole town is talking about him. That's the guy who used to beg. Oh, no, it isn't. I don't think it is. I am! Oh, no, you're not. The guy's life has been scrambled. His whole day has been turned upside down. His whole life has been turned upside down by this encounter. And then the fun really begins, as the whole religious establishment gets into an argument about, oh, this poor guy. Did he ask for this? But Jesus noticed him and walked into his life. And did you notice the progression? He goes from being, I don't know who this guy was. to, well, clearly God has sent him to my Lord, my Lord. It is the trajectory of a life who has been touched by the presence of God. From, I'm just sitting here, you want a relationship? Sure. To, you are my Lord and I am your disciple. And he even shoots back at those Pharisees. You want to be his disciple too? Like, get out of here, guy. All right? Jesus finds him and says, I am the light of the world. I will be your light. As far as we know, the blind man, formerly blind man, becomes a disciple. Are we ready to let God open our eyes to see his hand at work in our lives, in the world around us? One of the great collects of the prayers, in the prayers, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world around us. That is what each of us can receive from a relationship with Jesus Christ. Whether we're really looking forward or not, sometimes God just kind of walks by on the road and taps us on the shoulder, and we say, oh my goodness, the Spirit of God is in this place too. On our Wednesday evenings, we've been hearing from this great energetic Franciscan monk named Albert. And he tells some great stories and teaches us ways of prayer. And last Wednesday, we learned the 500-year-old practice called the Examen. Those of us who are in the room, put up your hand so you can, people see, you can ask these people about the Examen if you were in that classroom. Because what the Examen is, well, a wonderful description was rummaging around in the junk drawer of your daily life for God. Rummaging around to see God at work. To have your eyes open. And what the Examen is, among other things, is usually at the end of your day, or in the morning, if you really just aren't a good nighttime person, to think about the day past, go through it step by step, and look for God in that day. Start out by thanking God for where you were blessed. And then go on to see, well, maybe I kind of blew that particular opportunity to be a God person in a situation. Could you help me out with that, God? Yes. To hear that assurance. I'll be with you next time. We'll do better. And at the conclusion of this time of examining your day, to then look forward to the next day. Think, all right, what have I got tomorrow? I've got an appointment, I got the dentist, I got picking up the kids. Where will I put awareness of God into my day? And where am I likely to see God? So let's try that for just a moment, will we? Think of something you did yesterday. We won't go through the whole day, but think of something you did yesterday. Maybe you went out for lunch, maybe you went to the gym, maybe you went and encountered some friends. Think of something you did yesterday. And as you imagine that scene yesterday, where might God have been? In a conversation? In an ability you realized you had a blessing? Where did you encounter God and did not know it at the time? Thank you, Lord, for being present. I invite you to try the Examen as part of your end-of-the-day prayers. It's not meant to replace your intercessory prayers or anything like that. It is meant to open our eyes spiritually to how God is right there with us. And having found God, to be able to talk about it too. To say to your friend, your spouse, your kid, your parents, whoever you see, you know, I had a really remarkable experience the other day. God was present and I realized that eventually. To make the blind man's story our own story. Because Jesus is constantly walking by us on the road, tapping us on the shoulder sometimes. Shall I open your eyes? Would you like me to fill your experience with some God? Would you like to have your cup overflowing like the psalmist David proclaims as he remembers being anointed with oil in front of all his brothers? And God kept filling his cup with love. Father Albert reminded us that when we ask God for something good, God is so ready to give it to us, to pour it in until it overflows from our lives. God is just waiting for us to open up and say, I'm ready to see you, Lord. I'm ready to be aware of your presence. Help me to see. Help me to find you in the junk drawer of my life as I rummage and look for ways to experience you. And the Lord God is ready and willing and able. You have had these experiences in your life. Maybe you just didn't realize it. Maybe the examined idea will help you find it and claim it. For those who search for God will find. Those who seek him will be filled.